With over 30% of the waste in landfills being food waste, one could pose the questions, why isn't it being eaten? Are people throwing their food out too soon? Most food items purchased have a date stamped on them, suggesting to consumers when to toss out their food. Consumers rely on those dates. They open the refrigerator, spot something in the back corner, check the date, and if it has passed, they toss it in the trash. What happened to using what nature gave us, our eyes, nose, and mouth, to determine for ourselves if our food is really garbage? John Marcy, a professor and food scientist at the University of Arkansas, says that most items are completely safe to consume after the date. That taste may change a bit, but it isn't dangerous. In fact, baby food is the only type of food with federal regulations for dating.
You know, from the federal regulations, baby food is required to have a date on it. And actually, that's as much for nutrient content, because nutrients can go away. And if that's their sole source of food, then you want to make sure that you don't have degradation. It's not necessarily a safety issue, but a degradation of the nutrient. So FDA requires that. Past that, things that are perishable are required to have a use-by date on them, or a sell-by date, one of the two, that the consumer can read and hopefully understand. But other than that, there is no requirement for dating that you can understand. All containers of food have to be marked in such a way that the manufacturer can know what lot is what, in case they have to recall it. But it's not a regulatory requirement. It just makes good sense.
John says that it is up to the manufacturer to place those dates on the items. The terms sell-by and use-by are typically seen before the dates. These terms are somewhat interchangeable, sometimes meaningful, sometimes not, as well as meaning different things on different products.
Most companies will have a use-by date, and it's arbitrary. It's a year or a year and a half, or and it may mean something, it may not. That mayonnaise you have may have a use-by date on it, and it may be 2 years. The manufacturer determines it, and it's based upon optimum quality. Of course, they're hoping you'll throw away and buy some new. Whether you need to or not, that's a whole different issue. A lot of the sell-by dates, you'll see as those are more likely to be on perishable. And for milk or dairy products, that it'll have a sell-by date, but then they've already figured that you need another 7, 10, or 14 days for you to use it as a consumer under refrigeration. So I think a lot of the non-perishables, I don't think you'll see a sell-by date, but you should see a use-by. A lot of the meat will say sell or freeze-by, or use or freeze-by.
The type of food product determines the shelf life of those items. For refrigerated items, the temperature that they are kept at helps to maintain the shelf life.
Like milk, that has a use-by date, and you probably get a day or two longer than that. A lot depends on your refrigerator. For whatever reason, and I set my refrigerator cold. Refrigerators are geared, meant to be at about 40. FDA requires 41, and that's a metric thing. The colder you are, the longer the shelf life, and just a few degrees makes a difference. However, you're not going to get it so cold that it'll last forever. Now, freezing actually does stop bacteria, but it doesn't stop chemical reactions, the rancidity. Rancidity still occurs even frozen. So shelf life of like frozen chicken is considered to be a year.
Concerning meats, many seem to be most afraid of seafood. Living in a landlocked state, chances are the seafood we acquire has already been frozen.
And they're freezing it on the boat quite often. Which is just great. I mean, that's about as good as you're going to do. Now, for if you're going to eat raw fish, then probably you're going to try to get sashimi grade, and it's been frozen to kill parasites. There's a worm that is in some species of fish that if you freeze it, it'll get rid of it. so it's not a problem, so you can serve it raw.
For crackers and breads, the key to longer life is keeping moisture away from them and actually leaving them out of the refrigerator.
If you refrigerate it, they'll go stale quicker than if you freeze it, you know, or at room temperature. You know, starch doesn't like to be refrigerated. They'll get stale faster. So you either freeze them or leave them out. Bagels will probably stay pretty well, just period. Baked goods don't like refrigeration.
Canned goods have a very long life, as long as they are left unopened. After opening, however, certain precautions should be taken to maintain their safety.
Particularly fruits. You know, once you open it, you need and let the air into the can, and that, especially if it's got galvanized, and some of them are still galvanized on the center, you know, like tomato juice, they may not have enamel, because that tin is part of the flavor profile. You need to take that out of the can once it's open, because the metal will react with the oxygen. So, you know, get it into a plastic glass or something that's non-reactive. You know, fruits are, you know, high pH, a lot of acid, tomato juice. You got to get them in a separate container once they're open, any leftover. But there again, that's not a safety. You know, you can put them in another container and just leave them out if you want. You know, acid will not stop yeast growth. You know, so they can get yeasty, but you know, yeast won't grow in the refrigerator.
It takes a lot to make you sick. Most foodborne illnesses are not caused by eating food that is old. Bacteria generally don't grow on refrigerated foods. Bacteria that make food taste, look, or smell bad are not likely to make you sick. Most food poisonings actually occur from the mishandling of the food.
I tell people in this country that we're so fortunate that if we even think it's bad, we throw it out. That people in other countries, you know, or people in this country, you know, they may be going through trash cans looking for protein. They won't care. You know, they're hungry. Yeah, you know, when you're hungry, it's all good. And if they get sick, they get sick. But most of us don't live in that world. You know, we kind of balk at the 5 second. You know, the floor's not going to hurt you. You know, even the cat's been wallowing in it, or the dog. But, you know, yeah, we keep animals in the house, but, you know, we get up close and personal. They don't have any germs that you're not going to, you know, been exposed to 100 times.
When use-by or sell-by dates are questionable, or the item is a leftover and has no date, use what nature gave you. Use the smell test.
In fact, that's an excellent test. However, you know, the things that make you sick, you usually can't smell. You know, it's a matter of knowing what will make you sick, and those things usually come in what's called potentially hazardous foods, and that's an easy determination. It's things that you bought that was refrigerated. If it has to be refrigerated or frozen at the store, that means it'll support the growth of bacteria, because otherwise they wouldn't refrigerate it at the store. So those things typically can support the growth of bacteria that can hurt you. And you may not know if they're there or not. And of course, it'll certainly support the growth of yeast and mold and, you know, fuzzy things and not look good or taste good, and where the smell test does work. You know, things that have a honest to goodness use or sell by date, you know, meat, milk, you know, those are real. And even milk, typically, you know, I can't imagine it getting bad to the point where it's going to make you sick, because it's, you know, pasteurization is by definition killing all those organisms that do cause illness. And that is how a pasteur determined it, but it's how it's defined by law. But it's not sterile. You know, it will go bad eventually. It'll spoil. And the smell test will tell you. If it smells bad, you're not going to want to eat it.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.